March 10, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The battle is God's. Opening prayer. Lord, continue to build my confidence in you as I study your living words today. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is, En Gedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord and in front of the new courtyard and said, "Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us.' But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." All the men of Judah, with their wives and children and little ones, stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your possessions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Berakah, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Berakah to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyres and trumpets. The fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. Reflect. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways. He will have mercy. I must confess that this is a chapter I tend to skim read, noting, oh yes, another story where God helps Judah win battles, and then move on. However, in view of the chronicler's tendency to expect readers to read between the lines and wonder what he wanted them to learn from this account, I looked again at some things he draws out. His main point is to reinforce Azariah's prophecy that the Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, you will find him, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Jehoshaphat has taken that to heart. Several times, we see him seeking God before taking action. Don't you love his prayer in verse 12? We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In my NIV, the heading to this chapter is, Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon. But doesn't that rather miss the point? It was clear to all, including surrounding kingdoms, that the leading player in this battle was not Judah's king, but Judah's God. The other thing that stood out to me was the continuing stress on Jehoshaphat's leadership style. He was clearly a man of the people. He stood, or bowed down, with them to listen to the prophet, this time Jehaziel, note how many different godly prophets are named in these chapters, and to worship God. He shared his faith with them, and he encouraged them in theirs. Perhaps even more significantly, we are told that he didn't just dictate to them, he consulted the people. Perhaps some ordinary person in the crowd shouted that they ought all to get together and sing praise to God, and Jehoshaphat jumped at the idea. Apply. Read the passage again, looking out for some other read-between-the-lines points that the chronicler is making here. Share your insights with others. Closing prayer. Wherever you lead me, Lord, give me your wisdom to relate with those around me. Make me ready to give reason for the hope you have given me.